It's completed now, or it's on?
Yes, we just finished this afternoon, actually.
And what is the course called?
It's called My World Series.
My World Series.
Right.
Why the title My World?
I don't know. I wasn't in on the naming of the course. I suppose it's because it talks about the world of the woman in the home and out of the home. And,
mm-hmm. What does it teach you?
Does the course have to teach you anything?
I don't know. Usually we think of a course as teaching.
Yeah, you do. This is a non-credit course. I think it was offered because there was a real demand for something like this. Women phoning up and saying, I'm not ready to go back to university, but I really feel penned up at home.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one to talk to but a two-year-old, or my husband comes home at night and he won't listen to me. And, you know, sounds bad, doesn't
right.
it? Right. But there was a real need for something like this, and I think the Mount has fulfilled this need. It's a non-credit course. Women can come and realize that other people suffer the same frustrations and so on, and will listen to you.
You took the course as a student?
No, I took the course as a mother of four,
yeah.
who was anxious to get out of the house last
right.
winter.
This is last winter you took
last
the
winter,
yeah.
yes. I took the first one, my series, My World One.
Yeah.
And I took it. As I say, I have four small kids, and I really, although I've been active, I felt a need to be a little stimulated, you know, to think a little beyond soap operas and
yeah.
and Chatelaine short stories.
Well, how do they do this, though? How does the so-called course do this kind of thing, stimulate you?
First of all, you look at yourself. You become more aware of yourself as a person. You do this by having somebody come in and talk to you about this. Actually, in the last two courses, I have been doing this I am a person with the girls, with the women. And then you break up into groups of eight with a group discussion leader, and you talk about the frustrations, the fact that you're labeled as somebody's wife, rather, and somebody's mother, and or a good cook, and not you as a person. And then Dr. Jacques Goulet comes in the second week talking about him and me, about communications with your husband and the need, the importance for understanding and communications. And again, you have the discussion groups.
Well, I'll interrupt here
right.
because this the idea of communication zone is
right.
a word that's tossed around an awful lot, isn't it? And,
yeah.
And very difficult to define and nail down. Do they get down to the practicalities of it?
Yes, they do.
How?
By having a... The third week, I believe, we have a real workshop on communication, how to communicate with people. To say to someone, if your husband says something and you don't understand it or you've misinterpreted what he's saying, say, I don't understand what you're saying. A lot of us were afraid to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't. But we'll say, look, you misunderstood what I said. And we find that our husbands say, it's so good to hear that because... Now, I'm not afraid to say that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So they really do deal with the practicalities of communicating with your husband and your children.
Okay, what happens after that week?
Okay. Then we talk about our children. Okay, and communication and discipline problems. Just to be able to get out and talk to another woman who has the same problems you do, you know?
Okay, why can't you... I don't say that this is not a good idea, but can't this be done in, say, the coffee club in the
no.
neighborhood? Why not?
No. We were talking about this morning. I think that in the coffee, when you meet a friend for coffee, I said I've been talking about the latest cure for diaper rash for 10 years over a cup of coffee. And I'd had it. And any time I'd bring up the Middle East situation, the latest book I'd read, people froze.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, I haven't got time for
that. Well, what you're talking about is you don't live in the right neighborhood. That's what you mean.
Oh, no. Now, come on. You're going to really get me in all my bad books with all my neighbors.
Oh, no. Well, you were the one that brought up, and you can't talk to a neighborhood of coffee about the Middle East situation.
But you see, no, but when you have coffee with a friend, when you go over, the kids are around usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's always keeping an eye to keep the kids out of the pots and pans cupboard. You know you're not there to talk about anything seriously. When these women get together, they've made an effort, they've come out, they've met, you know, they've first of all committed themselves to come out for 8 weeks. They've paid some money. That always helps, sure, because you've got a real commitment in that. Your children are being cared for, and you know that the other people there are just as interested in these things as you are, or they wouldn't be there.
But what happens after that? 8 week period is over. You go back into your cocoon again, do you?
No, I don't think.
You go out and get a job.
No, Not necessarily. If you want to go out and get a job, you go out and get a job. A lot of the women are going on into continuing education at, you know, in the continuing education department at both Mount and the other universities in the city. They've discovered that you don't have to have all sorts of credentials to get into university as a mature student, that it's very easy, and so that this is what they're doing. Some of us, I think the important thing is that we've come to grips with what we are and what we want. And if what we want to do is stay at home and look after our children and bake homemade bread and watch the soap operas in the afternoon, we're not going to feel threatened because we've come to grips with it. It's a real program of self-awareness and personality growth, I think.
What has happened to you?
Yeah. Well, what has happened to me, I went the first year as a student, as because I had too much to say in the court. Dr. McDonald asked me to come back and be a resource person, to be a group discussion leader for her in the second one and the third one, and I'll be continuing on with this in the fall.
You will?
Yeah.
This may become an almost a full-time occupation with you. You may find yourself out
working.
Don't
let my family hear that.
Right. No, but it hasn't spurred you on, say, to get a job or anything like that. You're content now.
No, I don't think I would. I don't think that in my position I could handle a full-time job. I have, as I say, four small children. I have a husband who has a very demanding job, and he needs my support at home when he can, you know. And I have no desire to go out and punch a time clock 9 to 5. That just isn't my bag. You know, I just don't want to do it. What I'm doing with the continuing education department is just great because it's working with people. I can do it at my own time pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very rewarding.
Okay, we just have a few seconds.
Right.
On the next course.
The next course is going to be in the fall, and anyone who is interested in it, if they would write or phone the continuing education department at the Mount and get their name on our mailing list, because it's not advertised in the papers and so on, but if the name's on the mailing list,
they will get the
they'll get the information.
Thank you very much for coming
Thank
and
you.
Talking about it. Sarah Nish, and the time is 26 before 5.